so excited about Chant de Vent, which is happening at a couple of different places. Tatler Wines in Lovedale, Crinklewood Vineyard in Broke, and Brokenwood Wines in Pecolbin. Sarah McLeod, Mahalia Barnes and Jack Jones all performing. This sounds really intimate and fun. Mahalia Barnes joins us now. Hey, Mahalia, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Really good. I want to start off by saying congratulations. You did the most beautiful performance at Michael Gidinski's memorial. And I'm so sorry for your loss. I'd love to hear about, he obviously had a huge impact on you and your family. Can you tell us a little bit about that impact that he had on you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that Michael's reach and impact on the world and on anyone in the Australian music industry is enormous. But for us, he was family. Michael's my godfather, and dad and him have obviously been working together and very close for my entire life. So we grew up together, holidayed together, worked together, you know, did everything together. And so it's a huge loss for the family and for his beautiful family, Sue and Matt and Kate. But, yeah, it was a real honour to get to be a part of such a beautiful tribute the other day and to get to sing with my dad and with my daughter Ruby joined us. So that was, you know, really something special.
Look, I am so sorry for your loss, and it was a beautiful performance. And just chatting about Ruby, your daughter, we've been loving the videos that you guys are putting up on YouTube. She's a really great singer. Are you encouraging her to pursue a career in the music industry as well?
If that's what she wants, you know, then I'm all for it. You know, I just sort of like Ruby to do what she feels. I just want her to do it for the right reasons and enjoy it and, you know, feel confident and be able to be a part of it. You know, it's a big thing, and she's grown up, obviously, like I have, seeing both sides of it, seeing all of the, you know, fun stuff and all of the, you know, not so fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that she loves to sing, so, you know, if that's what she wants to do, then I'm all for it. But she's kind of, you know, she goes to school. She's a very dedicated student. She likes to play sport. She thinks she's going to be everything in the world. So
good
now
on
I'm happy with her leaving.
Dream big. Well, she has a stunning voice, so she obviously has a career ahead of her if that's what she chooses to do. You're coming up to the Hunter Valley, and we're so excited to have you. Have you been up here before?
I have. I mean, I've been up there before playing a bunch with other people. I've done a couple of Day on the Greens and big shows like that, but I'm super excited to get up there and play some more intimate shows and, you know, really just sort of connect with the local communities and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, I just think that these shows sound like so much fun. You know, what an opportunity to get a nice intimate show with a couple of different artists and bring music back to the regions.
It's
been a tough year.
Yeah, it's been tough. I bet you're excited to start performing
tough
again.
A couple of years, I guess. Yeah, I am. And that's the thing. Like, I've started playing shows again lately, and it's just like, I never took it for granted before, but I certainly will never take it for granted ever, because it's just been so wonderful to get back on stage. And, you know, most of the shows I've been playing have been around where I live, down in the Southern Highlands or in Sydney, but I'm just so excited to get back out there and be out playing different areas, playing in the regions again. You know, we've got the Hunter Valley. We also head to Orange and some other places. You know, it's going to be really great to get to get out to a different audience and to places where they're, you know, kickstart the music back out in those areas.
Yes,
because
we need it.
You know, if we haven't had any music for a whole year, obviously it's been so difficult. But even before that, with the fires and the droughts, it's been a tough year for everybody all around the country. And I just think that music is such an amazing opportunity for people to come together. It's, you know, there's wine, there's music, there's an intimate crowd, so it still feels safe, and it'll just be a lot of fun.
We're really looking forward to it. Before a show, do you have any rituals that you do? Do you obviously warm up and that kind of thing, but anything that has stuck with you throughout your career?
You know what? I'm pretty, as far as singers go, I'm, you know, like I'm not very good at following like routines and warming up and just that stuff. I feel like I just like to be warm at all times just in case, you know. So
yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, I sing all the time. I'm not like Dad, who's got his, you know, signature warm-up scream that he does that peels the paint off walls. But I just sing all the time. And I would say that I don't get particularly nervous. I get quite excited, I would say. It's more like adrenaline, just because I love it so much, you know. And so I'll get a bit edgy and sort of maybe pace a little bit, or I start thinking about, you know, what I'm going to do. But actually, this year has made it quite different for me. And I've noticed since coming back to the gigs that I'm just so excited and I just enjoy it, you know. So I just try to really be present, be in the moment, and be focused on just the singing and the music, you know, and connecting with the audience. And not, I try to block everything else out. You know, the rest of the world doesn't matter.
Oh, you're so down to earth. It's so lovely to hear.
We can't wait to see you. These gigs sound so intimate and, as you said, so fun. You can get your tickets at shantdevaughn.com. A bunch of different wineries in the Hunter Valley. You can see Sarah McLeod, Mahalia Barnes and Jack Jones. Mahalia, thank you so much for chatting with us, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.